Hello everyone, this is G, and welcome back to have our second podcast. Well, again, this podcast is named Info Expert, and I'm here to deliver the fresh Chinese technology information. Last time, we talked about Lucky Coffee Inc., which is the fastest growing coffee chain. It is even faster than Starbucks and Costco in China. If you missed our last podcast, you are more than welcome to go back to our last batch. Today, we are going to learn a new and interesting company named Meituan Dianping. If you are confused about the name of this company, don't worry. Many Chinese companies have complicated names, but what most valuable thing is the story behind it. Let me guide you there and give you some brief introduction to Meituan Dianping. This is definitely an interesting and one of the most well-known company in China. China is innovation transaction super apps far faster than the likes of Uber is evolving or Facebook is pivoting to a WeChat model of how its utility are used in the real world. While Western apps are primarily digital advertising friendly, Chinese apps are much more practical and convenient for online to offline services, which for the term is O2O services. Meituan is among the leaders in how this occurs. The Chinese app ecosystem is impacting the growth of local businesses in ways that the West could never replicate. Though some companies like Shopify are trying to do so with e-commerce, it is really hard to find a Western equivalent to Meituan Dianping. But what if I told you that it's like Amazon, except that people go there to buy services instead of goods? Meituan Dianping is a Chinese tech company providing online group buying with coupons and locally found food delivery, tour, and other live entertainment service. Wang Xing founded Meituan in 2010, which is a fierce year for the internet traffic war. In 2010, he created Meituan in the mode of Groupon Inc., then one of the hottest startups in the US. And by the way, the Chinese characters for the name Meituan means built for together, a nod to the benefits of group discounts. The field quickly became crowded. What's come to known locally as the 1000 Groupon War soon followed. Hundreds of Groupon startups poached one another's employees, spread rumors about rivals' imminent bankruptcies, and wooed customers with unsustainable low prices. Initially, it was just a Chinese version of Groupon.com website, providing various ultra-low discount and group buying service to local Chinese people. Now, it has become one of the top three China's largest online food ordering and food delivery providers after its launching of Meituan Food Delivery takeout service since November 2013. The current name of Meituan Dianping is generated after the combination of two platforms, Meituan and Dazhong Dianping, which is China's most popular review and rating apps on local food and search, which is super alike as Yelp in the United States of America, if you have heard about Yelp. After the merger, then it debuted and was listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange on September 20th, 2018. It also bought China's famous bike sharing company Mobike and became its owner in June of 2018. In a retail world that are pivoting to dynamic pricing, Meituan had views food as its core offering, is highly skilled at leveraging its data regarding users' consumption habits, including price sensitivity. China is creating app platforms of convenience the world has never seen before. In the past, China's food delivery market involved several players, but it has since undergone major consolidation. It's now effectively a duopoly made of Meituan and Ele.me. Combined, the two hold 90% of the market share, according to a report from China Tonghai Securities, citing data from research firm Analysis. Meituan led the sector with a market share of around 60%, followed by Ele.me, which had around 35%, according to the report. With the rise of smartphone penetration in China, ordering food online became popular in the early 2010s, as a string of startup platforms like Ele.me, Dianwoba, and Waimaichaoren raised into the emerging sector. Access to almost unlimited capital played a big role in helping those firms to gain early supremacy in the food delivery market. Hefty subsidies were distributed to the entities, both merchants and customers. Early on, the merchants had leverage to gain an edge on their competitors. Food delivery apps spent freely to enlist more restaurants, which was a crucial baseline for luring more customers. Merchants enjoy the freedom to choose among platforms, opting for whichever service offered the most preferential policies or largest subsidies. Moreover, shops that were reluctant to adopt new technologies did not feel they were losing out because apps usage rates were still low. That's no longer the case. Usage rates are through the roof, and nearly everyone in the food and the beverage industry now offers a delivery option. The dynamics between platforms and merchants took a gradual turn as market consolidation allowed the tech giants to dominate the booming sector. As subsidy-powered competition weeded out smaller competitors, the battle soon became a proxy war between Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. Between 2015 to 2017, Alibaba backed Ele.me, Tencent Meituan, and Baidu Waimai emerged as the largest player in the sector. The three-way battle ended when Baidu walked away from food delivery to focus on artificial intelligence. Ele.me acquired Baidu Waimai in 2017. In 2018, a series of events solidified the dominance of Meituan and Ele.me. Alibaba took over Ele.me and merged it with the company's local services unit, Koubei, in October. Tencent-backed Meituan raised $4.2 billion in its Hong Kong IPO last September. With the landscape settling into a duopoly, the food delivery platforms became the rule setters, leaving merchants in a weaker bargaining position. At the same time, the proliferation of subsidies worked to cement new food ordering practices among customers, offering discounts to reward them for ordering via apps. The effect on China's dining scene has been profound, especially on smaller venues. Restaurants now rely so heavily on takeout orders that many have effectively pivoted from sit-in dining rooms to delivery-only kitchen, or restaurants with little or no sitting. Sometimes waitstaff run around filling large orders for delivery, paying scant attention to or even ignoring on-site guests. Food delivery is a winner-takes-most market, which is why these companies invest so much in subsidies to buy market share, said Lucas, founder and CEO of the now-defunct food delivery platform Waimai Chaoren. Being the dominant player allows them to charge restaurants more, with fees that get passed along to customers. An arrangement isn't healthy for the market, says Shanghai-based Lucas, who is now CEO of Shishi Lab, a teeth whitening and aligning kits developer. He expects the trend to continue. Now that the two leading platforms have gone public, I don't see the battle finishing anything soon, as both have money to spend and different strengths to leverage, he told TechNode in a recent interview. Lucas said that in other countries, it's less common for companies to rely on subsidies to push out smaller players. But because neither Ele.me or Meituan is profitable yet, and neither player fully dominates the market, the government won't limit their aggressive behavior, he added. Chi, the Wonton shop owner, said that as recently as 2018, merchants could still find a way to collaborate profitably with the food delivery platforms. However, the last stroke came this January with Meituan and Ele.me hiked the fees they charge restaurants by 3 percentage points, pushed commission rates to more than 20% in some cases. This means that for every 100 RMB, which is almost 15 that a restaurant brings in per order, they may pay up to 20 RMB in commission to the platforms. For owners of small restaurants in Shanghai, commission rates in mid-February have risen from 16% to 18%, and that applies to vendors who are willing to list their restaurant exclusively on one delivery platform. If they opt to be listed on multiple platforms, it's common practice for them to be charged higher commissions, usually around 20%. An Ulema spokesperson denied that the company is raising the commissions, although she acknowledged that the commissions for some restaurant in Songjiang University town might rise when certain preferential policies expires this year. "We aren't raising our commissions," said the Ulema spokesman. "We are actually reducing them materially in many regions in China, like Guangdong, Chongqing, Jiangxi, Sichuan, and Fujian, to support merchants." Meituan declined to comment. From an international perspective, 20% is quite high, according to Lucas. Overseas commissions range from 5% to around 15%, he said. The platforms in China often provide a delivery as opposed to those abroad, where typically the restaurant does its own delivery, he noted. Commission fees vary depending on the size and the location of the business. Larger restaurants have more bargaining power when dealing with the delivery platforms, according to Zhu Chongyang, a hot pot chain restaurant operator in Shanghai. In Chi's experience, those commission fees can make the difference between profit and loss. A bowl of wonton sells for 20 RMB, but around 45% of that revenue goes into the pocket of the wonton chain parent company for franchise fees and food supplies, while 50% goes to the online food ordering platforms as commission. Out of the remaining 40%, they must account for other overhead costs, like utilities, the salaries of their 3 employees, and shop rental of more than 6,000 RMB per month. This summer, Meituan's founder Wang Xing claimed that Meituan's food delivery business achieved 30 million orders a day, the first food delivery industry report released by DCCI, the third-party data organization of the internet, in 2019, shows that the current market share of Meituan Waimai, Ulema, and the Star Ulema, original Baidu Waimai, is 64.1%, 25%, and 8.7% respectively. Over the years, the cash-burning model has acquired nearly over a third of the market share, which has also made Meituan finish its integument with Ulema. The advantage in market share ensures that Meituan to increase the commission of merchants, which gradually reduces the reliance on the model of subsidies. However, it should be noted that Meituan's commission on merchants has reached its highest point in history. Early reports said that Meituan's commission has been increased from 10% to 26%, but from the earnings report released by Q2, the revenue of has not reached an alarming increase by doing this. Meituan's overall rate in the food delivery business rose only from 13.1% in the same period last year to 13.8%. Meituan Dianping is a super app that can solve a wide range of its user needs. It offers full coverage of travel and lifestyle services, allowing users to complete their online purchase within just one app. The convenience is what keeping the customer climbing onto the platform. It also what enables it to succeed in so many areas. Meituan Dianping kickstarted its journey in the travel and holiday space in the year of 2015. Along with the huge range of services offered by Meituan Dianping, customers can now settle their hotel bookings, transportation, and entertainment through them as well. In terms of hotel bookings, the platform ranked second in the Chinese market in 2018. According to Trust Data, the company was able to capture 46.2% of market share in hotel bookings, a tremendous achievement for something only launched a few years prior. According to its Q2 2019 results, Meituan has also been making tremendous strides in hotel bookings. In the latest report, Meituan reported that number of hotel rooms booked into the domestic market through Meituan increased by 28.9% to 94 million bookings as of Q2 2019. Overall, it seems like Meituan's hotel and tourism business is really picking up. If you are in the tourism industry, this is one platform you need to explore further. Although in the past few years, the performance of the Meituan was like this, a loss of 5.9 billion yuan in 2015, a loss of 4.9 billion yuan in 2016, a loss of 2.8 billion yuan in 2017, a loss of 8.52 billion yuan in 2018, and a loss of 1.303 billion yuan in the first quarter of 2019. After an adjustment, the loss was 1 billion yuan. However, in order to make Q2's financial report look good, Meituan makes its great effort. At the beginning of the year, it greatly increased the commission and reduced the marketing expenses. It chose a convergent mode instead of keeping supporting subsidy by cash burning in ride-hailing service. Also, it gradually smashed the drag of Mobike. The triumvirate of China's biggest tech giants has long been known by the acronym BAT, short for Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. Together, they have dominated search, e-commerce, and social media, respectively, helping them become the most valuable listed Chinese companies. China tech watchers have long said that TMD will rival BAT. M stands for Meituan, which went public last year. T is for the new app, Toutiao, whose parent company is ByteDance, the world's most valuable startup, and owner of the hit video sharing app TikTok. T is for ride-hailing giant Didi, but now it is more accurate to refer to China's top tech firms as ATM. Just as Amazon covers the retail industry, Wang Xing's value proposition for Meituan in this era is to transform the modern service industry with the mobile internet. Whether it has not been financing for a long time in the past, or the opponent grabbed traffic from Meituan by massive advertisement, or even continues losing money and set enemies with the launch of food delivery, hotel booking, ride hauling, travel, and fresh food business, the value cohesion of Meituan has not changed. That is, use firm technology. Wang Xing has repeatedly stressed that Meituan is going to be Amazon in the service industry. No matter how many opponents there are, the plan to expand the territory will continue indefinitely, from a single group buying website 8 years ago to have more than 200 e-commerce services and product categories with 5.1 million active merchants and services, 3,000 cities in China. Meituan seems to have chosen the longest and most difficult road. Meituan has become a unique model for the mobile internet industry. With its listing, Wang Xing may be the one who has the most difficult future and is most ambitious of the new generation of entrepreneurs who grew up in the shadow of BAT but are truly fearless. Alright, that's all for today's content, and I hope this could help you better understand the trend of financing and technology growth in China. It is assured that China is developing really fast in a different but reasonable way than any other country. This is my second podcast, and I know I have a lot to improve myself. If you have any other questions or suggestions, you are welcome to email me or comment below. Thanks for your likes. I will provide another interesting tech company in the next batch. Hope to see you there. Last but not least, I get many of the Chinese tech information from Holobase website, holobase.io. I have already mentioned it last time, but since it is really helpful for those who want to know more about China industry, I'm willing to refer to it again. If you register now, you will definitely get free pro services online and get most of the info you want. Hope to see you next time, guys.